Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language. Use it or lose it. That's the common cliche for the advantages of exercise. And that's easy advice for me to give because I don't have osteoarthritis in my hip, the result of cartilage breaking down and wearing away, causing bone-on-bone contact plus swelling, stiffness, and a very hard-to-miss message from your body, pain. Many sufferers of osteoarthritis of the hip eventually decide to have a hip replacement. After exhausting non-invasive approaches for relief, generally over a period of years, our next guest has co-authored a study of the quality of life and life extension improvements that can occur with hip replacement, physically, socially, and economically. He is Scott Lovell, a senior associate at Exponent, a scientific consulting firm in Menlo Park, California. Scott, it's nice to have you on Body Language.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.
The title of your study that you co-authored is Mortality Cost and Downstream Disease of Total Hip Arthroplasty Patients, Hip Replacement Patients in the Medicare Population. Now, while that sounds a little dry, it really isn't, because hip replacement very often improves not only the quality of people's lives, but the quantity too. Tell us about that.
Well, what this study is doing, it's basically taking all patients that are diagnosed with osteoarthritis and comparing two different groups. And those are those that receive treatment through surgery via hip arthroplasty, and those that continue down the road for conservative treatment. And what we're doing is we're looking down the road a number of years later and comparing not necessarily how well their hips flex or more common metrics that are typically compared in a randomized control trial, but we're comparing overall health. We're comparing mortality, we're comparing new diagnoses of disease, and we're comparing just things that are captured in an overall metric of how good is our quality of life.
Well, let's get to the bottom line here right up front. You say that mortality, heart failure, depression, and diabetes were all reduced within the THA, the total hip arthroplasty group, although there was an increased risk for what?
There was an increased risk for ischemic heart disease and atherosclerosis, and also an increased risk for unspecified cardiovascular conditions. And we actually attribute most of that due to the increased risk for ischemic heart disease was only in the immediate aftermath within the first year after the surgery. And what we understand that to be from is typically from the convalescence period. There is a period of non-activity that can happen after these surgeries, as well as an increased inflammatory risk from any invasive procedure.
So there is a risk benefit.
There is a risk to benefit. With any surgery, there's a risk. Concerning ischemic heart disease and atherosclerosis, our study found that after 1 year, there is no increased risk in the hip arthroplasty group.
Well, let's talk about the quality and quantity of life issues that are strikingly better after hip replacement, all things considered. What do your findings indicate about that?
Concerning especially the quantity of life, our study found, similar to a study we did on knee arthroplasty last year and similar to studies that have been published in many of the Scandinavian databases, which track these outcomes well, is that we found that the group that was treated with surgery via an arthroplasty did have a reduced mortality risk. We were finding that they had, and it was quite striking. It was somewhere between their risk for mortality was somewhere between 25% and 50% to that of the osteoarthritis patient who did not receive the surgery.
You know, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that this is true, and your study, this study, and the earlier study, would seem to seem to indicate and confirm that what many of us suspected, that once the pain of osteoarthritis goes away and individuals regain their mobility, their sense of freedom and independence, if they're motivated, they can exercise more, lose weight, and have a more positive outlook on life, and therefore live longer. One and one and one, it all adds up.
Yes, there have been reported associations with functioning, activity, and increased lifespan, especially in osteoarthritis patients. I think it's estimated there are over 20 million Americans who are affected by activity limiting activity-limited lifestyles due to osteoarthritis.
You know, I've spoken to a number of candidates for hip replacement and their orthopedists, and very often these folks have a tendency, because of inactivity, to become obese, which exacerbates, makes worse the osteoarthritis because people can't move. And then the doctor says, well, gee, you know, to if you could lose weight, that would really help the condition. And the patient often says, well, that's great, doc, but I can't move.
And
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. And osteoarthritis is a degenerative condition. So as the cartilage continues to degenerate, the patient is typically going to feel more pain. And as pain increases, their choices are basically, can I treat this with prescription drugs? Can I treat this by killing the pain? Or do we need to start over and treat it with surgery?
Our guest is Scott Lovell, a senior associate at Exponent, a scientific consulting firm in Menlo Park, California. And we're discussing the results of a study entitled Mortality Cost and Downstream Disease of Total Hip Arthroplasty, Hip Replacement Patients in the Medicare population.
Yeah, the decision to go through with the surgery is dependent on many factors, and that has a lot to do with how degenerated the cartilage is. It has a lot to do with the activity level of the patient, the general health of the patient. Not all patients are appropriate for this procedure, and that is entirely a decision between the patient and the surgeon. You know, delaying surgery too long can have a detrimental effect on the eventual outcome of the surgery, but also you want to pursue as many conservative measures as possible to keep the native tissue.
Scott, your study indicates that there is a relationship between heart failure and depression in terms of a reduction in the THA, the total hip arthroplasty, hip replacement group.
There have been previous studies which have shown a reduced mortality risk. Ours is the first to show a reduction first in some of these cardiovascular conditions, but also in depression. And I think one of the more interesting things, one of the more interesting findings that we have is that immediately after the surgery, there's no difference between the two groups. Now, we had worried that there might be just a generally healthier arthroplasty group, but what we're seeing, because there are no differences in risk for heart failure or new diagnoses of depression in that original year, but they eventually develop at 3 to 7 years. And that's about a 15% to 10% reduced risk for new diagnoses of heart failure and new diagnoses of major and minor depression. And what we see as a potential a cause of that, or a potential association there, is that, again, going back to this idea of activity, we know that pain and reduction in mobility can have an effect on functioning. It can have an effect on disability.
Pain can be very, very inhibiting.
Exactly. It can have it can reduce functioning. It can increase disability. It can reduce quality of life. And that we see as having an effect on, you know, how much is a person moving around? How much are they're using themselves to live? And we see that as a potential, potentially being associated with these reductions that we see down the road. Not necessarily immediately, but down the road.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us today on Body Language. It's really been a fascinating conversation.
Thank you so much, Christopher. This has been great.
Our guest has been Scott Lovell, a senior associate at Exponent, a scientific consulting firm in Menlo Park, California. We're discussing the results of a study that he co-authored entitled Mortality Cost and Downstream Disease of Total Hip Arthroplasty, Total Hip Replacement Patients in the Medicare Population. Support today for Body Language came from Biomet. Learn more about joint replacement at their website, biomet.com. That's B-I-O-M-E-T. I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language.